This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua Maseches Nedarim, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We're discussing the sugya of Oines B'Nedarim. Now, what's interesting is, you may have remembered the sugya of Oines Begitin. Do we say Yesh Oines Begitin or Ein Oines Begitin? Do you remember that? And by the way, there, the Gemara said that even if you say Yesh Oines Begitin, so it should not be a good get, there might be a Svara that we say Ein Oines Begitin. Ein Oines Begitin means it's not an Oines, and therefore it is a good get. You know why? The Gemara in Ksubis on that Beis Amud Beis said, really, Yesh Oines. And Yesh Oines would say, it's not a good get, but because of Tznuais and Prutzais. Do you remember that? In Mesachas Ksubis, in the beginning of Ksubis, where we have to say, you know why Ein Oines Begitin? Ein Oines means, let's say somebody says, this is a get, if I don't come back within 30 days, and an Oines happened. So really, it should not be a get, but we have to say it's a get because otherwise Tznuais won't get married or Prutzais will dafka be mezane. So there's a special reason why by Gittin we perhaps will say Ein Oines Begittin. We'll see that in the Ran as we proceed. The Gemara says like this, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Maishna, okay, the Gemara is asking, and the Gemara brought the opinion of Rava, as opposed to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, let's review the case. There's a guy, the Mishnah said Nidrei Oinsin are Narchal. What's the case of Nidrei Oinsin? You made a neder that you can't get enough from me unless you come to eat by my house. And the guy got sick or his son got sick. Then the Gemara brought a case of a guy who gave his shtar of Zachvasa to Bezdin, his shtar that gave him rights to a field. And he said, if I don't come within 30 days to bring more evidence, so I abolish, I'm a vatel, the shtar. And an oinus happened and he didn't come. Rav Huna said, so too bad, he didn't come, his rights are batel. So Rava said, no, he's an Anus Rachmana Patre, we learn it out from Ulanara Loisasa Davar. And don't say, well, that's only by execution. We see in the Mishnah, even by Nedarim, we say, Anus Rachmana Patre. The Gemara asks, well, but Rava, who says, Yesh Anus, but we know, if somebody says, Hareza Gitech Me'achshav Imlai Basi, the halacha is, it's a good get. So we see that we don't say a Tainus Anus. The Gemara says, no, there it's different. The whole reason why he's giving the get is to exempt the woman from Yibam. The Ran says that the Gemara could have said something else. The Gemara could have said, only by Gittin do we say Ein Oines because of the sugya of Inksubis, that really Yesh Oines, but we say Ein Oines because of Tznuais and Prutzais. And if you don't remember it, I would humbly recommend you go back and take a look at the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Misham Tznuais Umisham Prutzais, Ein Oines Begitin, because it might be another 50 years until we get to it in Daf HaShavua, and my bracha is all of us should be together continuing to learn Daf HaShavua Ksubis Bezus Hashem in the next cycle. Fine. Maishna. Now we're asking on Rava, who says that we do use Tainus Oines by Nedarim. Maishna Mehuda Amarlu. Why is it different from a case where somebody said to them, he says, Eloya Sina Mikana Tosin Yam, if I don't come back within 30 days, La Havagita, it should be a good get. So he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, it should be a good get. Asu Pascha Mavra. He came and he was stopped Mabra by the crossing, by the ferry. It wasn't time for the boat to cross. So he came, he said, look, I came, but he can't cross the river. But Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Lo Yishmei Masya, it's not considered a good coming. It's not, he didn't come. Not coming is not coming. Amai v'amenas anus. But he's an oinus. It's a kasha on Rava, who says, Yesh tainus oinus. Says Gemara, no. Dilma unsa demagal yashani. Maybe an oinus, which is predictable, is different. Umaabra megale unse. Traffic is predictable. Right? A guy says, if I don't make it to Brooklyn from the five towns in 30 minutes, then I'm going to do so and so. So 50 minutes later, the guy says, well, I tried to come, but what can I do? It was an oinus. There was traffic on the belt. You say, pal, that's an oinus? Traffic on the belt is an oinus? There's been traffic on the belt since Oig Melech HaBashan. There's traffic on the belt. So don't say, oh, some crazy oinus happened. There's traffic on the belt highway. They built the belt al menas that there should be traffic. That's why they built it. They never even, there's no other way. That's what it is. Okay. So a predictable, even if you say yesh oinus, if it's predictable, so then we say ein oinus. Vayter in the Gemara. Now the Gemara has a gavaldig akasha. Rav Huna was of the opinion that a guy who says, if I don't come back, Bezdin, the guy was holding a shtar of zachvasa, of rights to a certain field. He said, I have better proof. If I don't come back in 30 days, I'm a vatel my shtar zachvasa. I'm a vatel my shtar zachvasa. So the Gemara asks, Rav Huna, Michti asmachta hi, it's an asmachta. The asmachta le kanya, an asmachta is not a kinyan. What's an asmachta? Asmachta is somebody who obligates himself to something, but he doesn't really think he'll be obligated. A guy who says, if the sun turns into cheese, then I'm going to learn the whole shas. He really doesn't think the sun is going to turn into cheese. So if it does turn into cheese, he doesn't have to learn the shas, because he really didn't think it was going to happen. Meaning, asmachta is when you make a kinyan, when you're makna something contingent on an eventuality that you really don't think will happen. So that's asmachta lekanya, because it's lacking in das. So Rav Huna is of the opinion that the guy said, if I don't come within 30 days, then I'm being mevatel my zachvasa, and an oinus happened. So Rav Huna says, look, he said he's mevatel it. But ask the Gemara, but asmachta leikanya. Look in the Ran. The Ran is found on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. L'Rav Huna michti asmachta hi, v'asmachta leikanya, d'hai gavr lo itbisuchusei. This person only gave over his shtar of rights to this field, to the Bezin Elamishim de Samach Adaite, because he was reliant, the lessi, that he would come. Even if an oinus would not have happened, loy kani, he shouldn't be kaina. I mean, the guy said, I'm giving it to you if I don't come back, because he was hinged on, he was banking on coming back. So asmachta leikanya. One of the reasons why, if you gamble, there's an issue of gezela, is because you're stealing money from the other guy. Because the other guy thought he was going to win. So if you take the money, you're a ganav. What do you mean? That's the deal. The deal is whoever wins the poker, the deal is we all put the money in the pot, I thought that my fantasy team was going to win. So you picked players, I picked players. So I won. I picked the better players, so I won. No, you're a ganev. Why are you a ganev? Because the other guy thought he was going to win. He only put the money in the pot because he thought he was going to win. That's an issue with Mesachek Bekuvia. Asmachta, Asmachta Leikanya. Everybody thought he was going to win. So the Gemara says, in Rav Huna, how you claim Asmachta Leikanya, says the Gemara, no, this is different. Asmachta Leikanya is when I obligate myself to do something or to give something. Shani Hachi, it's different. Demitavsan Zuchusan. I gave my rights to the Beis Din. Meaning, what am I telling you I'm going to do? I'm telling you I forego my rights. But the rights that I have, I don't have them. I gave them to you. When do we say Asmachta Leikanya? When you commit yourself to something. But if you're not committing, you've already given it. So then, perhaps Asmachta Kanya. Says the Ran, Shani Hacha, Demetavsan Zachvase, Shekivan Shiyatsu Mershusai. Since it left your domain, Vitfisan Biad Bezdin, Leka Asmachta. Fine. Says the Gemara, really? Vehecha Demetavsan Lav Asmachtahi. But if somebody else is holding on to your rights, that's not an Asmachta. But Vatna, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishapara Miktas Choyvoy. Let's say somebody paid back part of his obligation. He paid back part of his debt, v'hishlish eshtarai. And then, so now like this, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Shimon has a shtar that Reuven owes him $1,000. Reuven paid him $200. So now what? Now the malva was paid partially from the loiva. So now what, the malva is going to hold on to the shtar, he'll just collect another $1,000. So what they agreed to do is that he's going to give it to, he's going to have to give a shoivar. Normally, if let's say you pay back $200, so the loiva, the malva is going to write for the loiva a receipt for the amount that he paid back. But that's a pain in the neck. So what do? They give the shtar to a third party so that the malva cannot collect the full amount, and the third party ensures that the loiva pays back the remaining 800. So the case is where the loiva paid back part of the debt. The hishlish eshtarai, they gave the shtar to a third party. The amar, and they said, the loiva said, if I don't pay back the debt in 30 days, tein loi shtarai. Give the malva back the shtar so that the malva could collect the full debt even though I already paid part of it. Higiyaz man v'loy nosan. Let's say the time came and the loiva wasn't able to pay back the remaining part of the chayv. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitin. Rabbi Yossi says, you give it to him. Why? Asmachta kanya. Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo yitin. Rabbi Yehuda says we don't give it. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu Amar Rav, in halacha Rabbi Yosi Amar Asmachta Kanya. Rav Nachman said the name Rav Ravu and the name of Rav. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi who says Asmachta Kanya. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Asmachta Loi Kanya. So now, Rav Nachman said the name Rav Ravu in the name of Rav. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Asmachta Loikanya. That means Rav Paskins, Asmachta Loikanya. If Rav Paskins, Asmachta Loikanya, then isn't the halacha Asmachta Loikanya? And if that's the case, this is a case where he gave it to a shlish, he gave it to a third party. So then the halacha should... How we can't say that Rav Huna holds Asmachta Kanya when you give it to a third party, because we see even when you give it to a third party, Asmachta Loi Kanya. So the Gemara says, no, here it's different. You know why? What does it mean here it's different? Basically, we've successfully proven that even when you give something to a third party, Asmachta Loi Kanya. So then the question is, why would Rav Huna hold that when you say Levatlan Zachvasoi, it stands if you don't come due to an oines. And yet, when somebody paid back a partial debt and says, if I don't come back in the interim, I'm going to be obligated to pay the whole thing. There we say, asmachto loy kanya. So the Gemara says, no, shani hacha, here it's different. The Amar lebatlon zechvasei. He says that his zuchus, his rights, should become batal. What does that mean? To lose money, asmachto loy kanya. If a guy says, if I don't come back, I'm going to pay the full debt, that's, you're obligating yourself in money, asmachta loy kanya. But let's say you're saying, I'm going to look for more proof. And if I don't come back in 30 days, then the proof that I brought is, the proof that I'm going to bring is batal. So he's not being mavatal money, he's being mavatal support, meaning support to his claim. He's not abandoning the claim. He's not saying that the land doesn't belong to him. He's just foregoing the proof that he claims that he would have been bringing. So regarding that, we say asmachta kanya. Says the Ran, the bottom line on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, shani hacha da amar levatlan zechvasai, kalamer shehu moichel kal koyach v'zchus sheyesh loy ba'oysan shtarois. He's only abandoning whatever koyach he has in those shtarais. The kima de mechilohi, since he's moichel, lespe asmachta. There's no asmachta. The miyad zoicha bai chaveroi, his friend is zoicha in it immediately. V'chein b'moiser liyad chaveroi, likewise, if he gives to the hand of his friend, v'amar lein, he says, imloi esekach, if I don't do such and such, zakei b'mashe b'yadcha, you should be zoicha in what's in your hand. Kana, he's kana. Deleka asmachta. These are not issues of asmachta. When you're moichel something, it's not an asmachta. You know when it's an asmachta? When you obligate yourself to pay money, that's an asmachta. Ela b'oimer etain. If you say, I'll give this to you if such and such happens, oya shamra pei kiyotze, it's not a smachta when you forego a right. It is a smachta if you agree to pay money. It's to agree to pay money, you need a higher level of commitment. We allow you to be moichel a right that you have, or if money was in your friend's hand, you can be moichel that money through an asmachta. But you can't obligate yourself to pay nu hischaivosim through asmachta. Okay, what's the bottom line? V'hilchasa, the halacha is asmachta kanya. Asmachta is kaina. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean it's kaina only if you're moichel or even to pay? And then the Gemara says, v'hu deloy anas. Asmachta is only kaina if there is no oines. But if there's an oines, we say oines rachmana patre, like Rava. V'hu dekanu minei bevezdin chashev. And that would only work, this din, asmachta kanya, is if you made a kinyan with a chasheva bezden. If you did in a bezden and was not a chasheva bezden, or you didn't do it in bezden, then it would not be a standing transaction. Says the Ran, about midway through the page, we're going to do eight lines in the Ran. The hilchas asmachta kanya, the hu duloy anos, provided there's no oinus, for who the economy nebe bezden chashav, for who duloy anus, what does it mean there's no oinus? Kleimer, afilu dumya dechala benoi she'enoi anus gamar. When we say, as long as there's no oinus, even similar to your the son getting sick, which is not an oinus gamar, even that there can't be. The anas gamar kamar, if it means if there's no anas gamar pshita, it's obvious that you would not be liable in that case. Ela ki hai unsa kamar. It has to be like an oinas dumya dubinai. Okay. Why? We compare the situation of Oines to the Mishnah by Nadarim. Just like in the regarding the Mishnah, that with the mindset where your son got sick, you never made the neder. Hachanami here too, ki atfes l'chusei, when you gave your rights to the Beis Din, loit ala al daita, never entered your mind, sheyaniach benoi choyla, that you would leave your son sick, fiyatza, lariv, and go out to the dispute. I mean, just like in the Mishnah, you never meant the neder. If you never meant the guy has to come eat by you, even if your son is sick, so too, when the guy gave over his zechus to the Beis Din, he never meant to be mevatel it if the reason he can't come back is because his son was sick. And then it has to be a Beis Din chashuv. V'hu dekanimine Beis Din chashuv. Klaimer olim la'afguye mamoina. Only a Beis Din chashuv is strong enough to use the din of asmachta kanya to be mafkinan mamoin, to extract money, kugoin beidina de Rav Ami for Rav Asi, like the Beis Din Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Not like the Rambam, that it has to be a Beis Din samach, because then the Gemara should have said be Beis Din mumcha. Rabbi Isai, that's all for this week. Pick it up as Hashem next week. In the Mishnah, on the bottom of Chazayim Mam Beis. Shkoyach, everyone. Feel good. Have a good night. Hatzlacha and everything. Shkoyach. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.